Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 30 Minutes of Wisdom, our Friday morning Enlightened Networking call. And this call is intended to give everyone a short piece of wisdom and an opportunity to meet and hear from very special people, gifts in our lives, people who have special insights and wisdom to share.
The PIN you entered is not valid. Please try again. Please enter your PIN.
That was interesting. Okay. We all lead very busy lives, so our intention is to keep these calls short and crisp. We'll have about 30 minutes today with our special guest, who will be introduced in just a moment. And then for those of you that are busy, we'll thank you and allow you to leave and not miss the call. But then if time permitting, we'll invite our special speaker to stick around for a few extra minutes for a little bit of Q&A, and we'll open up the line. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce my beloved partner in life, my dear Robin, and she's going to take the call over from here. So over to you, Robin. Robin, are you there? Robin?
Well, good morning, good morning. Hi, everybody, and thank you for being with us, and thank you for taking time out of your day on this Friday morning, or whenever you get to listen to this replay. We have many, many people that are listening at your own convenience 24/7 till the next Friday call comes up. So last week we had Bob Berg, and oh my goodness, I think a lot of you got to hear him or listen to the replay. He was absolutely fabulous. We're bringing great treasures to you, and it's our gift and love and passion to share wonderful words of wisdom. And I'm very excited this morning because I met Karen Clark many years ago through the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, and through these last several years, I have witnessed Karen just blossoming, and now she's at the point where the wisdom she has to share is changing lives in exponential ways because of her expertise, knowledge, background, and experience of being online. And she has a business now called MyBusinessPresence.com, and Karen brings best practices to us about social media, about your online presence, so that what we can do with that is use it wisely. I think a lot of us know a lot of people are online doing things, taking up a lot of time. And then there's some people that are using it in very brief periods of time and producing tremendous results. So we're going to ask Karen a few questions this morning. And Karen, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robin and Gregory and everybody listening. Great to be here.
Oh, good. Wonderful to have you here. And it has been so fun, Karen, to be with you through DSWA and kind of witness. I remember several years ago, Karen was doing, she was doing meetings for her company that she started, and she was having, they were chat online meetings instead of like hotel meetings. And people were, you know, very enthusiastic and signing up, and people going, what is this woman doing? And so, you remember those days?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was, you know, I gained a lot of my experience in the field, just like people here. I was a direct selling leader for 12 years, and I used the internet to build my team and then to support the team, and it was great.
Well, through all of Karen's experience, she's now co-authored several books. She does several classes. She has some virtual classes. We're going to get into some of those details. But this morning we want to ask Karen a few very specific questions because a lot of people are kind of dumbfounded, overwhelmed. A lot of younger people are so on it with this social media thing, and a lot of other people are just in overwhelm, not knowing where to start. So let's talk about, you know, what is it, this online stuff, the social media stuff, what is it best used for, and how can we be wise with our use of it to build relationships and build business? So I'm going to turn things over to Karen because I'm thrilled to have you because we're probably going to have you a lot of times because there's so much, and we have 30 minutes of your wisdom, so I'm going to let you get started.
Sounds great. You know, I do like to mention in the beginning of any of my calls or trainings that if there's anybody on the call who's in direct selling in particular, be sure to check your company policies before you set out to marketing online. because usually there's some kind of a, you know, rules about things you can say or ways to phrase the name of your company and all that kind of stuff. I always like to make sure I mention that. But I guess the first thing I'd like to start with beyond that is thinking about the internet as a parallel to real life. This is one thing I think that sets my training apart and also can set you apart from the others that are out there marketing online, because there's so many people out there who are just sending marketing messages, blasting, what's on sale, what's on special, join my team, you know, buy my stuff. And honestly, you see it a lot. And so people kind of follow suit and think that, oh, okay, I'm going to go online, I'm going to do that too. And that's not effective, and that's not creating relationships that last with people. So I always tell people, think about the internet. You know, it's as if you're walking into a great big networking mixer, you know, big party. And there's lots of different people, men, women, old, young, corporate people, independent people, you know, all kinds of different business people in that room. And you don't know which of those people are looking for exactly what you have to offer. You don't know which ones are absolutely not going to be interested in any way whatsoever. And you don't know which ones who've been waiting for you to come into their lives because they're looking for the exact change that you have to offer. But you wouldn't just walk into the room and say, hey, everybody, buy my stuff. You know, you wouldn't go in there with a big flashing sign saying, look at this great thing, it's on sale, or look at this business opportunity, you can make $1 million. You know, you just would not do that in real life. You know, we know instinctually in person that when you're approaching people, the smartest thing to do is to get to know them and to ask questions and to build that relationship and gradually build up trust and rapport with people so that they're open to hearing whatever your message is. So on the internet, it's the same thing, and people forget that. And it's kind of funny because I see even people I know, you know, even my friends, I'll see going online saying, you know, just over and over and over marketing about some special they've got going on, or, you know, I'm in a contest, I'm trying to get 10 parties booked by the end of the week. And then they say it at 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And I know that that's not the way that person would behave in person. There's something about being on the internet where it's kind of almost quasi-anonymous that allow people to kind of do things that are not really authentic. And that turns people off. So one thing I like to tell people is that I have this 80-20 rule. It's actually better if it's a 90-10 rule, but I'll explain what that is and maybe it'll make more sense. But 80% of the things that you do and say online should be service-oriented in some way, giving people information, educating them about something completely unrelated to your business whenever possible. So give them something that can help them in their lives in some way, whether or not they ever do business with you. So it could be sharing articles about something that they would be interested in. It could be sharing a link to some other website somewhere that could help them. It could be, you know, a how-to about something they would be interested in. But in some way, serving them so that they realize that you're actually like a resource for them. So they can't wait to hear what you're going to say because they know they're going to learn something and it's going to improve their lives in some way. And what happens is that trust really builds up strongly, so they know you are the go-to person for, let's say you're selling a children's product and you're sharing ideas about, you know, preschool craft ideas or, you know, recipes kids will eat for dinner, you know, things like that. So, okay, she is the one to go to for ideas for kids. Right? Or maybe you're a jewelry person and you're sharing fashion ideas or shopping ideas, and they know you're the person to go to for that resource. Or maybe you have a health and wellness product and they know you're the one to go to for advice about health and fitness and all of those things. So you want to be that resource for a person, because then the 20% of the time when you do share a marketing message, they're on it. They're either acting on it because they want to be a part of whatever you're doing, or they're referring people to you because they know you're a trustworthy person and you're not just looking out for what you can get and, you know, making a quick buck. So focusing on service, building that trust, being authentic, and then just always thinking, you know, before you post something on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, just think, is this something I would say in real life? You know, am I going to walk up to the playgroup moms and say, you know, do you need an extra $100 a week? You know, that's not going to be the first thing out of your mouth. You're going to build a relationship and talk to people and listen to what they're interested in and think about how can I help this person in this situation and then offer information and service. So that's kind of an overview about my philosophy on, you know, marketing online.
Well, it's so beautiful because it ties so well into what Bob was saying last week on the go-giver message.
Right.
And, you know, people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Exactly.
And if it's always all about us, and it's the same whether we're in person or online, it's really, like you said, developing that relationship first. And that 90-10 or 80-20 is really powerful. You know, what I did, because I didn't know what to do, and I heard that people don't understand online etiquette very well, is I played observer. I picked several people to be friends with that I really respected, and I watched them. And I didn't take action for quite a while, but I just was watching. And every one of them did exactly what you said. They offered value because they're developing trust, respect with people and becoming a piece of resource in a very specific area for some people, and then just offering generic value for people online. So I know that you've got some great resources on your website, and we'll reiterate these at the end too, but you do have some free reports on your website. You want to briefly say those? Because I think they'd fit in right here when we're talking about etiquette.
Yeah, great idea. So I've got two different ones. The first one is called Facebook Do's and Don'ts. And this was developed over time, kind of on my own opinion. It started out, and then I kind of took a poll on my own Facebook page about what are the things that really turn you off when people are marketing online. And people just opened up and shared all kinds of things that they do not want to see. And most of them were ones that were in line with, you know, that whole service aspect. So I compiled those into, I think it's about 4 to 6 pages long, list of things to do and then what to do instead when you're trying to get your message out there. So that's the Facebook do's and don'ts. And then I also have another one that's called Leverage Your LinkedIn Presence. And LinkedIn is a site that a lot of people, you know, they set up a profile like, you know, I ask, are you on LinkedIn? And they'll say, yes, I'm on LinkedIn, but I don't know what to do with it. So and it's not real intuitive. A lot of these sites, they don't have, like, you know, I always say I wish they had that little paperclip guy that used to pop them and say, it looks like you need some help here, because they don't really tell you all the different little hidden things.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wouldn't it be great if there was, like, a little helper on there to help us know these little tricks? So the report for LinkedIn is 10 tips for ways you can really maximize your presence on LinkedIn. It's kind of a how-to, you know, shore up your profile on there and what to do on LinkedIn. And you can just get those right on my mybusinesspresence.com site. It'll just say free report right there on the right side.
Great. So, and we'll mention that again at the end. So if people are going to spend about 15 or 20 minutes, because I think a lot of people – I look at some people that are online and going, you know, do they have a life? You know,
right.
What are they doing and what kind of things they're posting? And then other people are very wise with, you know, leveraging their time. And it's true in life and in business. You know, the smartest business people are the ones that leverage their time and resources in the best way possible. So if you were to, you know, say to someone who says, I have, you know, a very short period, 15, 20 minutes a day to spend on social media, what would you suggest they do with that time?
This is a great question, and it is one of the first things that come up when I talk to people about, you know, it's time for you to get an online presence. They're like, I have no time. I've got a busy business. I'm making phone calls. So I honor that. I absolutely know. And like I said, coming from the field myself, I had a really large team. I understand what it's like. Your primary business should always be working in your business, talking to people, meeting with people, phone calling, and building those relationships up. So I definitely don't want to see you online all day long, because then I wonder, okay, when does she have time to work her business? And your customers are thinking the same thing. So it's important to not do that. So there's a couple ways to really be efficient on this and have kind of a laser focus in your efforts on social media. And, you know, some people say set a timer. I think that's great. If you're the kind of person where you know you're going to get sucked into Farmville or something else on there, set the timer and then walk away, close the window, whatever. But it's important, too, to just really understand that there's, you know, let's just talk about the three major platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. They're all indexed by the search engines. On Facebook, only the Facebook pages, which are your business pages or used to be called fan pages, not your personal profile. So those things are indexed by the search engines, and what search engines reward are things like the relevance of the words you type in to what people are searching on in Google or Yahoo or Bing. So getting those words relevant to what people are actually looking for can help you get results faster. The other thing is links structure around the site. So links going in and links going out. So posting links to other things, as well as making sure you're linked to from somewhere, maybe another blog, or you've gone to somebody else's blog and commented and left your link for your Facebook, let's say. And then the other thing is the freshness of the content. So posting regularly. Those kind of things will help you be found by new customers, as well as help you within each platform to show up more. So Facebook in particular has something called EdgeRank that, not to get too techy or anything, but at Facebook, you know, most people understand that there's kind of this big brothery thing on Facebook. They're watching what you know, sometimes you'll type a word, something about fish, and then an ad about fish shows up on the right side. They have this thing where they're kind of watching what you do and who you're connected with to give you a personalized experience. Well, what that does is it determines who shows up in the news feed. Based on who you're connected to and all kinds of different factors. So you want to make sure you're giving lots of relevant content to what people out there might be talking about and what people might be interested in. So doing a little bit of keyword research, you know, that might be helpful. I always go to a site called Word Tracker to just look for what, you know, different kinds of things I might want to talk about. Let's say your topic is health. You could look up health, and it'll tell you some keywords that people are searching on. That's one thing to get kind of a laser focus using the search engine aspect. But I also have this thing I do. It's called social media CPR, and this will be your quick 10 minutes a day. The three things that you can do every day. It's called social media CPR. I call it a heart-centered approach because it kind of softens that CPR concept. But the C and the B and the R stand for something. So the C stands for commenting. And what I mean by this is no matter which platform, you know, I always say pick a lane. Which thing do you want to really focus on? Is it Facebook? Is it LinkedIn? Is it Twitter? You'll get in there and you'll kind of see the culture and decide which one is your favorite place to be depending on who's hanging out there and if they're your, you know, target market. But whichever platform, you're going to want to comment on other people's items. So that means you're going to look at the news feed, or you're going to look at the stream, or you're going to look at the posts in the groups, or you're going to look at the feed in Twitter and find things that you can reply to so that you're jumping into the conversation. This does a couple of things. Number one, the person who originally commented sees that you commented, so you're on their radar. But all the other people who are in that thread of comments will also see you, so that's exposure. But it gives everybody also a general feel that you're a participatory person. You're not just on your thing saying your stuff. You're participating in other people's conversations as well. And I'd say just 3 to 5 things, you know, in the morning, just kind of go through the news feed, see what's going on, comment on a couple things, and try to make a little bit, you know, meaningful comments, not just, yeah, that's cool. You know, something where you can add to the conversation so that you're on people's awareness and they're kind of getting to know who you are. So commenting on other people's things is the C. The P stands for posting, and that means to post something on a regular basis. And the key in social media is to be consistent. It's just like any relationship building with people. You don't just set it and forget it. You need to touch bases with people. So in social media, it's the same thing. You need to be consistent. Now, depending on the platform that you choose, like Facebook, for example, on a Facebook business page, you're going to want to post at least once a day, but no more than like 3 to 4. Facebook is a little slower than like Twitter, for example. Twitter, I would say morning, noon, night, bedtime minimum if you really want to maximize Twitter, because it scrolls so quickly and people really just read what they catch when they happen to go online. But Facebook, you can put something once a day and it stays there and people will see it. And then LinkedIn is really slow. You can do LinkedIn, you know, twice a week, even once a week sometimes. It's all much, much slower. But the key really is to be consistent. So, you know, on Facebook you could skip a day. Let's say you're going out of town or something. But once a day really consistently will help not only people remember you, but it increases that edge rank also, so you're more likely to show up in the news feed. And then the R stands for reply. And this one, it seems like it should be a no-brainer, but it's one that most marketers out there are not doing. And what I mean by reply is, let's say I've posted something on my, you know, social media platform, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, and then somebody else comments under it about my idea that I shared, and then somebody else comes along and comments, the reply is that you need to then reply back to those people. So, again, going back to the real – I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
I was just going to say back to the kind of the real-life parallel. If you were in a, you know, standing in a group of people chit-chatting at a networking meeting, and you're going to, you know, share an idea of something that, you know, you think you would help the group, and a couple of them say something back in reply to your idea, you wouldn't just look at them, right? You would say something back. You'd acknowledge. But it's the funniest thing because people aren't doing it. You know, you go to a page, let's say you go to a fan page and somebody says something great and you jump in and you comment back on it and then you never hear from the original person again, so you don't know if they ever saw it or not. And to me, if somebody takes time, even if it's 10 seconds out of their day to comment on my stuff, the least I can do is acknowledge that I saw it. And then if there's anything that I can reply to, you know, thanks for sharing, if nothing else, or add to the conversation in some way so that it becomes more of a community of people sharing ideas amongst each other versus me just blasting a message and then, you know, oh, they can just read it and get benefit out of it and I'm out of it now. You're not going to want to be that way in real life. So make sure you jump back in and reply. So you don't necessarily have to reply to each and every one. Sometimes you'll post something and you'll get just a ton. You know, I got a new hairdo about a month ago. I think I got 99 replies on the picture to my new hair. By the way, that's a tip for women. If you ever want to get a whole bunch of replies, get a new hairdo and then post a picture. It's that or shoes. Shoes, pictures of shoes get lots of replies.
Oh, my God.
It's
how
crazy.
Funny. Well, you just said some really, really important things that I'd like to summarize, the CPR of social media, because a lot of people don't know these basics. I mean, they make total sense. They're totally practical.
Yeah.
You know, commenting, you know, connecting to other people, you know, just kind of being out there and showing up, you know, and being consistent. And I think relationships, a lot of people forget. Building trust comes from consistency. And being regular. So it's interesting to post more often on Twitter than you do on Facebook or LinkedIn because it goes so much faster. Those are like hot tips, everyone. And, you know, the replying piece, you know, when a zillion people say happy birthday, which is really, if people haven't done that yet, put your birthday up there because you will get birthday greetings. You will never feel lonely again on your birthday because it's unbelievable. And so just saying thank you. And how often in life do people forget to say thank you and you're welcome, you know? And those are just, it doesn't take much, but it stays connected and it's those little things done consistently over time. It's not like, oh, they're just showing up because they got some big deal in their life, but they're in the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something a lot of people don't understand, and I know it's so basic for you, but you know, people get a friend request from someone they don't know. What should they do about that?
Oh, that's a great question. So what I like to do, and people have different, you know, takes on it. If they want to keep their Facebook completely private, their personal profile, then, you know, because some people just use it for family and posting pictures of their kids and stuff, then I would say make sure you're creating a business page, a fan page, and you can find that on any page on the bottom left. You'll see create a page for your business. Just to get started. But then I would send that person a message, and I just say really politely, you know, I'm really limiting my personal profile to my friends and family, but I'd love to connect with you on Facebook. Here's a link to my business page. Do you have one too? And then that way they'll come over to the business page, and then I'll go ahead and join their business page too, just out of courtesy, so I can get to know them as well. And then if you're really more open about it, then just go check them out and see what they're all about. I do caution you, don't just add people willy-nilly. You want to make sure you check them out, because sometimes there's really nothing, they're just out there to spam other people. So you want to just double check and see what the mutual friends are and what kinds of information they have on their page. And if they really don't have a lot, I'll just message them and say, you know, I'd like to consider adding you, but I really can't tell too much about you. What's the connection here, and what kinds of things do you think we would share in common? And just message them privately first to get to know them a little bit and then decide. It's all about connecting with people, not collecting people. So I'm not the kind of person that would just, you know, add. I believe in the slow quality growth versus just getting tons of numbers. It's really not about numbers. It's about the quality of the relationships.
And quality and quantity is great, but quality is much more valuable. And,
right. And
you know, really, that line you just said, connecting versus collecting,
yeah.
I hope people really, really heard that, because some people brag, oh, I got so many thousands of people as my friends.
Right.
Well, I really, and that's kind of like going to a networking event and collecting business cards without
exactly. Connecting.
And you and I know that in our business and in life, it's the quality of the connection that makes the difference, not the quantity.
Right.
And, you know, looking for a lot of people to serve and developing relationships and offering value over time, and people are going to want to refer you to their friends.
Exactly.
Is what Bob said so well. So, you know, you've got so many resources, and I know you have a course coming up that I'm very excited about. And for those people that don't know Jane Duber, Karen and I are very good friends with Jane, and it's so fun. I can hear Jane kind of come through you, and it warms my heart because
yeah. You
have a similar inflection, and I just love it. Jane has been a mentor to me in this profession, and I know that Jane has hired Karen as her social media strategist.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people are at the point in their business where they really want to leverage how they use social media. And like anything else in life, you know, go to the pro, because it will leverage our time and use whatever the resource is. Like if I'm going to build a house, I'm going to go to a contractor and an architect to design it and a contractor to build it.
Right.
And the same is true in business. So we want to use the experts. And if you can share a little bit about what does that mean, a social media strategist?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes people will just kind of go out there and wing it, you know, try different things that they see people doing, or just kind of get on board because you know you got to get on the train and you don't want to be left behind. But without any kind of a plan or a schedule, you can just be floundering and not being super, super effective. So what I do is I do a lot of one-on-one consulting with people. It can sometimes just be a quick half an hour or an hour where I can look at your overall presence if you've even started. If not, we'll just help develop a plan for what you can actually do that will bring you the most results in the quickest amount of time. So it's just usually like an hour conversation. If you need further help going on, we have, you know, I have 2 and 4 hour packages of coaching. Maybe you want somebody to just help you set up your Facebook for an hour. Then maybe we'll move on to Twitter, or maybe we'll talk about blogging or how to leverage the search engines. And then I print up a little, like a checklist. So you can just go through your week or your day and see these are the things I need to be doing in my social media, and that will help you really get even more focused in that 10 or 15 minutes a day that you're working on it.
I love that. I love that. So we're just getting into the final few minutes here, but while we still have our recording, do you have any other final comments before we finish the recorded session? Karen?
Sure. I would just say, you know, just remember that it's all about service and being the kind of person online that you are offline. And then you'll attract people to you who want to connect with your values and your type of person in business, and that's where you're going to build the quality relationships. And you can do that in so many different ways depending on, you know, where you like to live online, whether it's a blog or whether it's on Facebook or Twitter. But just really keep that in mind and ask yourself, is this the kind of person I am in real life, and is this the kind of person I want to attract to myself? And you stay true to your values when you're online, and you can't go wrong in building those real quality relationships.
Wow. and we could go on and on and on because I have all these questions about blogging and groups, and we'll continue this if that's okay, but I want to, you know, complete our recorded section and make sure everyone knows that Karen's website is mybusinesspresence.com. And Karen has those free reports that you can download from her website, Facebook Do's and Don'ts. Leverage your LinkedIn page. And if you have questions, you can actually go to Karen's Facebook and ask questions, and you can learn new things every day. And I just invite people to be a student and, you know, stretch your technology expertise on a regular, little bits regularly. Like the other day, I put a video up on Facebook for my first time. I was so proud of myself.
Oh,
it was a deal. But, you know, be a student. And it is really important in our business marketplace to become more competent in social media. And Karen has a course. It'll be a virtual course called Take Action Social Media at the end of the month. So you can get information on that from her website and find out more about her training at KarenMClark.com. And, again, Karen's got several books, Direct Selling Power, and Incredible Business. So she's just a gift to all of us, so clear, so approachable, with many, many gems and understanding how to wisely use this resource. So we're going to stay on for a few more minutes. We're going to complete our recording right now, and we'll stay on for some Q&A. So, again, thank you, Karen. And one more thing, next week we have, someone that Karen and I know, Andrea Waltz, will be speaking on Go for No. And when I first heard this, I wasn't very excited about it because I didn't like the word no. But then when I really learned what it was, oh, my God, the people that are successful in life, the reason they're successful is they've heard no more times. And Karen is brilliant, and she'll be with us. She's a speaker and author and has created many wonderful products. So we'll be giving more information through the week for all of you. So thanks for tuning in for our 30 minutes of wisdom, and we'll complete the recorded session at this point.